This is Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Violence erupts as protests sweep Indonesia, but believers cry out for peace. Plus, breakthrough technology is turbocharging Bible translation for minority languages. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News. We'll begin today in Indonesia, which is experiencing its most violent wave of protests in over two decades. Protesters are angry with lavish government spending and police abuse. But the protests turned violent after a police vehicle ran over a young motorcycle taxi driver. At least 10 people have been killed and over 1,000 taken to hospitals. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
Anti-government protests in recent days have spread to 32 of the country's 38 provinces. Government buildings, police stations have been attacked and burned. Some in locations where our FMI-supported church planters serve.
Churches are setting an example of peace through prayer. One regency had recently passed restrictions on Christian worship, but when local pastors were invited to government headquarters to pray for peace, they went. Allen says,
the video of that prayer meeting brought me to tears this morning as I watched. I'm sure that was a very refreshing moment for the church leaders of that regency as well. So prayer is a major point.
If you want to link arms with Indonesia's believers,
pray that the Christian community is a visible demonstration of Christ's compassion.
Next, who will win the hearts and minds of Chinese kids? The next generation has become the battleground. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China explains.
Proselytizing kids in China is against regulations and policies, and it's pretty closely monitored.
Whether you're a Christian or a Chinese Communist Party member, it's clear why kids are so important.
You affect the kids, you change a generation.
Christians want the next generation to know Jesus personally, but the Chinese government has different goals. This summer, officials in Shanghai trained kids to reject the religious groups that the government has deemed illegal. Rovenstein says Bibles for China works legally in China without opposing the government, but the situation calls for prayer and action.
I think it's true that anytime there's a challenge, God equips his people with creativity and opens doors and creates avenues for the gospel to move forward in spite of what is inhibiting it.
Today, Bibles for China is printing children's Bibles in Mandarin outside the country, plus other resources. These can be carried into China by hand, a few at a time. So pray that these resources reach the right people at the right time with the good news of Christ. And technology can be a great thing. For example, it's helping Christians in Southeast Asia translate the Bible into minority languages. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
they've taken technology tools that our folks created, most notably the one called Translation Core, and they have turbocharged it. It not only serves as a checking tool, which is essential in Bible translation, but it actually serves as an initial drafting tool as well.
Tech tools from Unfolding Word help believers complete more work in less time.
They've translated the New Testament faster than anybody we've partnered with.
Technology also fosters key connections.
One of the brothers, who is a key leader, shared how God called him into ministry, not through a pulpit. You and I go to church every week and pastors preach sermons and God calls people to ministry, you know, in a church. This guy came to his call to ministry through technology.
But the government in this region can and does use technology to persecute Christians.
Their surveillance apparatus is really powerful.
So pray that believers will have wisdom and discernment.
They are concerned that the translation of the Bible and the truths that it teaches might foment rebellion.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio can carry the hope of Christ to people around the world? This month, Transworld Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy for free. Just click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.